Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9. I'm joined with my special guest, Iona Jones, from Vibrant Vessel Wellness. Good morning.
Hi, Christy. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Thank you for being here. Did you hear what I said before we took the commercial break?
I did. Yeah. I heard you, and I would love to give you a session.
That would be awesome. I'll pay. I was just kidding. I just threw it out there. I didn't know you were
listening. Yes. Well, this is a great opportunity to share about it. I really appreciate that you're helping me get the word out.
Okay, so what is kettle therapy?
Kettle therapy is a safe opportunity to come and experience nurturing, consensual touch with no agenda and nothing owed in return. It is just an opportunity to be held.
How did you decide that this was something that you wanted to be able to offer to your clients?
Well, my first experience with organized consensual cuddling was an event that I went to, and I heard there for the first time in the exercises that we did that it was okay to say no, and it was okay to change my mind. And those seem like really simple things, but it was actually something that I'd never directly been given permission to do. And I have had many experiences in my life where I didn't realize that I had that kind of choice. And learning how to express what I wanted and what I didn't want completely changed the way I related to intimacy and to connection and to professional situations in general. It was just transformative for me to really understand that I had choice and that it was okay to really ask for what I wanted and to be in complete agency when it came to physical contact. And so I started leading these workshops. I took the training to lead the cuddle party workshops, which I called Snuggle Sanctuary when I led them. And I saw so many people come through who were so hungry for healthy touch. And in our culture and our society, there just aren't a lot of opportunities to be in physical connection with somebody where there's not a presumed expectation of it evolving into something more intimate or sexual. But to just have the comfort and the connection of platonic touch is so craved by so many people. And over again, people were coming through these workshops and coming with a history of experiences of trauma, coming with having recently experienced a big loss or a big grief in their life, and just needing that comfort of being safely held. And I wanted to work more deeply with people. I work with a lot of people who have serious trauma issues, people who are geriatric or elderly and just no longer have anybody in their life that can offer them that type of nurturing touch. And I just want to keep spreading the love. And that's why I decided to offer it as a part of my practice.
Iona, what does a session typically include, and how is that set up so that our listeners can get a better idea about what they could expect?
Yeah, so when somebody comes in for a cuddle session, we start out with a little bit of a check-in time where they can tell me what's going on for them, how I can best support them, and how they want to experience contact. And then we get comfortable, and we settle in for our time together. And we can talk or we can be silent. They can talk, and I can just be a listening ear. I can sing a song or tell a story while I stroke your hair. We could just sit and eye gaze for a little while or hold hands or lay spine to spine. We can spoon. You can put your head in my lap. There's all kinds of ways it can go. And what's really important is that you are at choice and you have the agency decide how you want it to be.
So you give us a little bit of information on what you've seen as far as people who've participated or had a session. Are there people who maybe are initially apprehensive about this type of therapy, or maybe they just say, I just don't want to be touched, like I have an aversion to being touched? Do you have any examples of some things like that that have happened in the past?
Yeah, well, I will say that just about everybody is really nervous the first time they come, because this is something that's quite new and not many people have heard of it or have experienced it before. So almost everybody is really apprehensive and they don't quite know what they're getting into and they're not quite sure how it's going to go. So I handle that all the time. But there's something in people that is curious enough to try it out. And the people who are averse to touch might not want to try cuddle therapy. If touch, not everybody has the same desires for touch, but there are people that really need that type of connection. I mean, all of our systems and physiologically we need it. It helps with our blood pressure, with our mental health, with our psychological and emotional health. It's not everybody's language. Touch isn't everybody's language, so I wouldn't say it's right for everybody. But there's a lot of people out there that want and need more than they're getting in their life.
Ona, you do so many different types of therapies. Talk to us a little bit about your holistic coaching and what else you offer.
Yeah, so holistic coaching is a service that I offer that involves, it's like a life coaching session, but it's bigger than just life coaching. It works with all the different layers and levels of what's going on in our world, in the practical realm, in the mental and emotional realms, in the spiritual realms. It's really sort of a comprehensive look at how we can get you to a place where you're thriving and really feeling fulfilled in how you're showing up in your life. I also do several forms of integrative body work, massage and craniosacral therapy, somato-emotional release, and oftentimes I combine the coaching with the integrative body work, and it just goes so deep, and there's so much transformative healing that can occur in those times when all these different modalities are integrated together.
I know we need to take a quick commercial break here in just a few minutes, but I want to delve a little more deeply into some of these types of things that you're offering because they're very unique. I had mentioned, I don't know if you heard this part, I don't know what people hear, but I've had the opportunity to do a couple sessions with you, one a group session and then an individual session, and it's very different. I've got to experience lots of different modalities, but what you're offering I think is really unique. Can you stay with us for just a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be here.
Okay. We'll be back here in just a moment. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9. Welcome back. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings. Thank you for tuning in. I'm back with my special guest, Ona Jones. Good morning. Thank you for being with us, Ona.
Hi, Christy. Glad to be here.
Okay. So we're getting information out about cuddle therapy. Now, you are a massage therapist, a craniosacral therapist. You have lots of different backgrounds. This is not just something that you decided to do as a sideline business. I think I'm going to get paid to cuddle people. So how did you go about becoming a practitioner?
So I first had my training as a facilitator for consent communication workshops, learning how to get comfortable and feel confident in communicating what you want and what you don't want, and guiding people and coaching them and working through the resistances and the barriers and the fears and the guilt and the shame that can come up when having those types of conversations. And I saw such transformation in the people that came to those workshops and how deep and meaningful these opportunities to practice consensual communication were for them, and how radically it informed and changed their lives. And that was the beginning for me, was doing these group events. And there was so many people that showed up with deeper issues of trauma, or wanting more of a therapeutic one-on-one in-depth experience. And so I started offering the one-on-one work, and I love it now, even more than doing the group events. Being able to meet with somebody in a safe and private place and really hear what their needs are for feeling held, and being able to offer that and provide that, it's so beautiful. There's just nothing like it.
Ona, let's talk about gender roles. Do you find that most of your clients are women, or does it really go with both genders, this desire to have human touch that's plutonic?
I think that both genders, all genders, really need an opportunity to feel safely held without agenda or expectation. I do work with primarily women just because my practice base is primarily women, but I also have male clients that come and see me. I have queer clients that come and see me. There's everybody from, you know, college students who are really, really stressed out and just need some help relaxing and releasing the tension that they're holding, to veterans who are recovering from PTSD, to women who have had violating sexual experiences and no longer feel safe in their bodies and no longer feel safe receiving contact. There's a wide variety of folks that come and experience it.
Now, you're located in Boone, North Carolina?
Correct. Yes, right on King Street downtown.
And so how do people go about finding more information? I know you do all sorts of different events and workshops. Where can people learn more?
So my website is vibrantvessel.com, and all of my services and offerings are listed there. That's the most direct place to go to see everything. I also have a Facebook page for Vibrant Vessel Wellness, and I have a Facebook page for Cuddle Therapy. So you can find both of those on Facebook, as well as a group called Cultivating Consent Culture. And those are all other great places for resources and information and support and community.
I know, before I let you go, I just want to think a little bit about why we don't feel safe being able to express our desires or our concerns. And this is something I've actually looked at your work probably a year maybe before I made my first appointment. And I kept going back and forth, you know, how do we get to the point that we are? Our circumstances, our generational backgrounds, our environments, is it belief systems that we've just accepted from society? There's so many things I think that probably go into this, who we are, right? And it really isn't defining who we are. So why do you think that we are apprehensive to be able to express what we really want and really desire? I had somebody ask me that question. I was like, I don't know. And I really thought about it for several weeks. I didn't even know what I wanted because I had never felt safe expressing that, or that that I even had value in what I had to say or what I wanted. So why do you think that a lot of us have gotten to that point?
That's a really great question, Christy. I've thought about that a lot as well. And I believe that it is both, it's cultural, it's based on the influences in our society, the influences of religion, the influences of media, the influences of the various expectations that we grow up with in our families of what is polite, what is nice, and what is expected of us. And so many of us are trained to show up in the way that other people want us to, or the way that we presume and perceive or assume that other people want us to. And a lot of times that's how we've learned to be accepted. That's how we've learned to find safety, is to be what other people want us to be. And so that informs everything from a really young age. It informs how we grow into knowing ourselves, and whether we know ourselves through deep personal self-reflection and inquiry and awareness, or whether we know ourselves based on the feedback and the responses that we get from the people around us. So a lot of us have had damaging experiences of trying to ask for what we want or speaking up about what we need. And a lot of those happen in early childhood. And so we are kind of trained to shut that down and be nice or be polite. And there's just not a lot of education around authentic communication or consensual communication. We're not given the opportunities in school to have a class around tuning in to our bodies and sensing what would feel most nourishing, or giving, you know, being asked questions that we get to think about and ponder and wonder, like, how do I really feel about that? What do I want? So that's something that I think is becoming more and more available through different avenues, but it's definitely something that we kind of need to relearn how to do.
So what are some steps that we can do to be able to kind of get rid of that conditioning and step into the person that we would like to create?
I think taking time to be still with yourself and just take some deep breaths, tune into your body and scan from your toes up to your head, and just ask yourself, what do I need? Or what do I want? What would feel good to me right now? And maybe it's something that you want to do for yourself, or maybe it's something that you want to ask somebody else for. And so just finding a safe person in your family or in your community that you can practice that with, and practice like, hey, I would really like to try receiving touch in this way, or I would really like to do this thing with you or for you, and just practicing having those conversations is a really great place to start. And it's going to be awkward and funky and cumbersome at first because we're not all used to it, but that's okay. Those are the first steps.
Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all your information and all the details about cuddle therapy. And again, if you don't mind, your website so people can find out more.
Yeah, www.vibrantvessel.com.
Okay, I'm going to come have a session, and then I'll come back and report to our listeners.
All right, that sounds great.
Hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Christy. Bye.
Okay, we'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday mornings, WFHG 92.9.